Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu rasulillah. The full moon is missed during a dark night, and the shade is sought, and refreshing breezes are coveted when the sun blazes with scorching heat. How wonderful is justice when injustice prevails, and fairness when wrongdoing abounds. And how amazing are those in the prime of their youths who triumph over their overwhelming desires. And what great fortune and abundant success is attained by those perpetually attaching their hearts to every masjid. And how blessed are two men who love each other for the sake of Allah, who do not meet except for His sake and who do not part except for His sake. And how wonderful are chastity and fear of Allah when temptations appear and obstacles diminish. How beneficial is the charity given secretly in extinguishing the wrath of the Lord. And how sweet are tears flowing in seclusion, streaming down the cheeks of the remorseful and repentant to their Lord. Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "There are seven whom Allah will shade in His shade on the day when there is no shade but His: a just ruler, a young man who grew up in the worship of Allah, a man whose heart is attached to the masajid, two men who love each other for the sake of Allah, meeting for that and parting upon that, a man who is called by a woman of status and beauty, but says, 'Indeed, I fear Allah,' a man who gives in charity and hides it so that his left hand does not know what his right hand has spent, and a man who remembers Allah in seclusion, and his eyes overflow with tears. How desperately we all need to be shaded by the shade of the Most Merciful on a difficult day in which the affliction is great and the distress is severe, on the day when the sun draws near to creation, until it is only a mile away from them. In every era, in every land, how great is the virtue of the just leader, the one entrusted with authority, that is, everyone who is given responsibility over the affairs of the Muslims and acts justly therein. The just authority is the one who follows the command of Allah by placing everything in its proper place, without excesses or negligence. He is like a father to the children, and they are like his children. He is like a father to the people, and they are like his children, teaching the ignorant, comforting the poor, and treating the sick. He sees the strong as weak until he takes what is due upon them, and sees the weak as noble until he restores what is due to them. When Umar bin Abdulaziz assumed the Khalifa, he sent a message to Al-Hasan al-Basri, requesting him to describe the just authority. So among what Al-Hasan wrote to him was, "Know, O Commander of the Faithful, that Allah has made the just authority the one who straightens every crookedness, a means to correct every injustice. He is like the compassionate shepherd towards his camels, who searches for the best pastures for them. He is like the kind, merciful mother towards her child. He is like the heart among the limbs. If it is sound, the limbs are sound, and if it is corrupt, the limbs are corrupt. O Allah, shade us under your shade on the day when there is no shade but your shade. The young Muslim who deserves to be one of these seven is a youth who has not yet grown old, whose heart is attached to his Lord, repelling the pitfalls of psychological desires and the passions of the body." Allah Almighty said, "And do not extend your eyes towards that by which we have given enjoyment to some categories of them. It is being but the splendor of the worldly life by which we test them, and the provision of your Lord is better and more enduring. The youth are prone in this stage to all types of unstable behavior, and more likely to fall prey to dangerous pitfalls. Youth is one of the most risky phases of life, for it is a period of strength between two weaknesses, the weakness of childhood and the weakness of old age. And people will be questioned as to how they spent their youth. For the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, 'The son of Adam's feet will not move on the day of resurrection until he is asked about five things: about his life and how he spent it, about his youth and how he used it. O Allah, shade us under your shade on the day when there is no shade but your shade. Masjids are the houses of Allah, and the places of worshipping Him are the best spots on earth. Allah honors those who frequent masjids and visit them, and He rewards them for steps taken towards them. Allah Almighty said, such niches are in houses, which Allah has ordered to be raised and that His command be mentioned. Therein, exalting Him within them in the morning and evening, are men who neither commerce nor sale distract from the remembrance of Allah and performance of prayer and giving as zakat. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will fearfully turn about. Allah Almighty rejoices over the visitors of the masjids. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A Muslim does not regularly attend the masjids to perform prayer and remember Allah, but Allah feels happy with him just as the family of one who is absent feels happy when he comes back to them. O Allah, shade us under your shade on the day when there is no shade but your shade. Believers in this life find it extremely difficult to live alone and isolated, without a friend or a companion, someone they can confide in, share their joy, and support them during hardship and comfort them. The relationships of many people in this day and age have become shallow and flawed. They are established and sustained for some worldly benefit and gain. Indeed, Islam is a religion of brotherhood, love, and unity. Allah Almighty said, and brought together their hearts. If you had spent all that is in the earth, you could not have brought their hearts together. But Allah brought them together. Indeed, He is exalted in might and wise. Love and hatred for the sake of Allah are among the strongest bonds of faith, and through them hearts are brought together. Those who love each other for the sake of Allah have lasting companionship and enduring affection that only strengthens with time. Allah Almighty said, close friends that day will be enemies to each other except for the righteous. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, among the servants of Allah are people who are neither prophets nor martyrs, yet the prophets and martyrs will envy them on the day of resurrection because of their rank with their Lord. They said, O Messenger of Allah, tell us who they are. He said, they are people who love one another for the sake of Allah, without there being family ties between them and without exchanging wealth between them. By Allah, their faces will be light and they will be upon pulpits of light. They will not fear when the people are afraid and they will not grieve when the people grieve. Then he recited, unquestionably for the allies of Allah, there will be no fear concerning them nor will they grieve. O Allah, shade us under your shade on the day when there is no shade but your shade. When the path of temptation are opened, and the calls and allurements to sin surround someone, they are in desperate need to witness the proofs of their Lord and for the light of guidance to shine within their hearts. There is no trial more severe than the one in which a man overcomes his passion and instincts. When a beautiful woman of high status offers herself to him, while he is in the prime of his manhood. In such a situation, a man should not despair, for fear and watchfulness of his Lord remind him of what Allah Almighty said about Yusuf, peace be upon him. And she, in whose house he was, sought to seduce him. Indeed, many factors were present that could have led Yusuf, peace be upon him, to commit indecency. He was young, and youth has its temptations. She advanced towards him, and he would have done likewise. And she locked the doors. She was a lady of the house and knew well the timings and what was possible when. So what happened then? He said, I seek the refuge of Allah. Indeed, He is my master, who has made good my residence. Indeed, wrongdoers will not succeed. In this was seeking refuge in Allah, purification and abhorrence of sin. What was the reason? Because he worshipped Allah as though he saw him. And so Allah showed him the proof of his Lord. Allah Almighty said, But as for he who feared the position of his Lord, and prevented the soul from unlawful inclination, then indeed paradise will be his refuge. So fear Allah and adopt the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and follow his guidance, you will succeed. And the promise will be fulfilled for you, to be shaded under the shade of the Most Merciful on the day when there is no shade but his. And know that among the people are those whom Allah has bestowed wealth, and they do not deny the bounty of Allah upon them. Rather, they spend generously, and they give discreetly to the poor, knowing that among the needy are those who are embarrassed by being given openly. Such a man has overcome the obstacle of greed. Allah has rescued him from being among those who worship wealth. for the lovers of wealth have chained themselves with the shackles of miserliness and withholding, sentencing themselves to live sick despite their health, poor despite their wealth, and occupied despite their free time. And they are unaware of the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. Indeed, the human soul by nature inclines toward showing off its deeds, especially acts of charity, to be praised. So if someone strives against their soul in this regard, they become deserving of being among the seven whom Allah will shade under His shade on the day when there is no shade but His. How blissful are the moments when a person sits alone with themselves, calling upon their Lord and Creator, and their tears flow, sweet and pure, untainted by the pollution of showing off. Indeed, the fires of sin that strike a believer's heart, igniting it into a burning coal, can only be extinguished by those tears, tears that flow as a result of remembering the Creator and fearing Him. Indeed, Ibn Sirin used to laugh during the day, but when night would fall, he would weep as if he had slain the entire village. So fear Allah, and know that there must be fear and weeping, either in the avenue of worship and devotion, or in the abyss of banishment and rejection. Either you burn your heart with the fire of tears over your shortcomings, or know that the fire of hell is far more intense. Allah Almighty said, so let them laugh a little and then weep much as recompense for what they used to earn. So look at those who weep in seclusion. They have settled on the shores of the rivers of tears. If you were to walk just a few steps away from your desires, you would see their tents appear before you and hear their weeping and sobbing. O Allah, shade us under your shade on the day when there is no shade but your shade. Indeed, Allah is all hearing, answering. Hadha wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah.